So what is it that Plaid Cymru stand for at this election?
We want to end austerity and further cuts. We want instead investment in our public service infrastructure, and we want to create jobs. We see no need for setting artificial deadlines to cut the deficit. Of course it needs to be cut, but not at the expense of people losing further their standards of living and the risk of creating further job losses. We have to be recognise the fact that many people are finding it very difficult to live under the current circumstances. 79,000 people relied on food banks last year, and we can't simply continue to cut to the bone now. We need to make sure that people have livelihoods and a decent standard of living, and also hope for the future for young people.
Especially in the more rural parts of Wales, all of this Westminster politics can feel very distant and not something they can necessarily relate to. Why should people in Wales care about this election?
Well, I guess unless you live in London, Westminster does feel remote from you. But in reality, the decisions that are taken there, particularly in terms of funding and budgets, have a big impact on people's lives. So it does matter. The outcome of this election will make a difference. And so I would encourage everybody to play their part.
Plaid only have 3 MPs right now. How much of a difference could you make within Parliament? How much could you achieve with such a small number?
Well, we hope to increase that number, of course, after this election. But given that we face this hung Parliament scenario, there could very well be a small margin in terms of the number needed to form a majority government. And so in that situation, Plaid Cymru is in a very strong position to really win for Wales.